the disease of the throat that children used to have. The disease where children choke in the night, it starts with dip. Dip. A disease that you hardly ever hear of now because they give shots for it. You probably got shots for it. And it used to kill lots of, they choked to death. Around World War I and thereafter, they used to give people the Schick test, they call it the Schick test, to see if they needed shots for. Can you think of anything that would fit all that description? It starts with dip. Dip.
Diction.
Dip thick. Dip thick.
Dipther.
Diphtheria.
Diphtherium.
Have you ever heard of that?
Diphtherium.
Yeah. You ever heard that anywhere?
It's familiar.
Okay. What about a disease that's supposed to make you, it affects your insides, it makes you kind of yellowish look? Turns you kind of yellow. Well, your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow, you're getting... John? You ever heard of yellow John?
Yellow John.
What's the other part of it? Yellow John with? Jaundice?
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah. Shooting up with a bad needle, you end up getting jaundice.
No.
You ever heard that? No one ever say anything about that? How about if you get a real severe pain way down here and you have to go to the doctor and you have to cut out the, you know, if the, you know, when you have to have your appendix taken out, what do they call that?
When you what?
When your appendix, when your appendix breaks, what do they call that? You have to have your appendix taken out. You know, when they, you know, some appendix.
When they take your appendix out?
Yeah, what do they call it? When you have to have it, you know, they have to rush to the hospital or else you die. See, I got appendix.
Operation.
What?
Operation.
Yeah, you got an operation. Why did you have to have an operation? Because you had?
Bad appendix.
Or appendix, what? What's the name of the disease? Appendix. Appendicitis? You ever heard that? You ever heard that? Can you say that?
Appendicitis.
All right, what's the thing when you went back up there in the back room while I go hacking away? What did you do? What did you do?
Vomit.
Okay, what's kind of a crude way of saying vomit?
Throw up.
Well, that's a good way of saying it. That's something you can say at church. Oh. If you're out, if you're saying, oh, I was so sick, I just... What's a real kind of a crude way of saying it?
Shit it all up.
What about?
Puke up.
Okay. And if a person vomited, that means that he was sick?
No.
It doesn't? Okay. But if a person vomited, you might say he was sick. Where?
No.
Where would a person be sick if they threw up?
In the stomach.
So you say he was sick in?
In the stomach.
If, say you got a gossip in your neighborhood, and every time something happens, she has to run over. Okay? So she hardly got the news when she came right over. For what? How would you finish that? She hardly got the news when she ran right over.
Got embarrassed.
Okay, how about, let me say, how would you say, I had to buy a new car. You can say you got a new job. Okay? And you had to get away back and forth. So, I got a new car. Why?
For transportation.
Okay. So what, say the whole thing. Say, I had to buy a new car.
Had to buy a new car.